This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. Joy 94.9, you're on Bandcamp with Adam, and it's time for another special guest here on Bandcamp this afternoon. But our next guest don't really need an introduction. Usually I do a nice, big, massive history of the band and a huge introduction, but these guys have been around for an epic 10 years. They're gearing up for their fifth album release in August. Welcome to Joy, Kenny from The Herd. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Thanks for spending some of your Saturday afternoon with us here at Joy.
No worries.
Now, can we go back 10 years to when The Herd all started? How did the project actually come about? How did it all start?
Okay, I was organising a conference at the time. We were all involved in running an independent record label, Elephant Tracks.
Yep.
And I was running a conference at the time on getting all the independent record labels around the country together. And we had some funding for this, and we ended up getting like 100 labels, would you believe?
Wow.
100 like tiny labels to like, you know, medium-sized labels, and not some of the big independents as well. We had them all in Newcastle in New South Wales.
Yep.
And we're all talking about, you know, things to do with independent labels like distribution and how to get things overseas and radio play and so on. Anyway, after that, we were all completely buggered, and so we thought, you know, why don't we all have a holiday and just take up all our gear and make some tracks. Previous to that, we'd always we'd released a couple of albums just as compilations,
okay,
where we'd all like put on a track or two each, and so we thought, let's try something and do it all together.
Yeah.
So all the people that were running the label, we all went up there and we pulled all our gear, and we ended up doing a lot of like collaboration on different tracks. And that was the start of The Herd.
Fantastic. Did you ever think that 10 years later you guys would still be going?
Yeah, I guess so. Like,
yeah?
Music's been a part of my life since I was a kid, really. So it's always, it's hard to imagine going on and ignoring music completely. So
yeah.
I thought I'd be doing some sort of music in 10 years, and you know, luckily enough, it's been with the same band, which is... it's been great, yeah. We've had through, in the early days, we had a few different lineups,
yep,
a few different people rotated in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the current eight has been consistent for the last at least 5 or 6 years.
Fantastic. You mentioned, you know, your involvement in the independent with Elephant Tracks and the label. What do you see as the biggest challenge facing independent musicians at the moment?
I guess the whole game's changing. So in like, you know, most businesses, you just got to keep track of where things are headed and to try and catch up. Otherwise, you become obsolete. So as all the majors are realizing that, you know, they're not keeping up with everyone pirating music or digital downloads and so on,
yeah,
they've started to move quickly now as well. And we're seeing some of the majors setting up streaming music, and you know, Apple have their own online store.
Yeah.
And there's other majors trying to do similar things to get into that game as well. So the problem for the independents is these are all like, you know, big projects. So they involve like, you know, a lot of money and a setup. So that's one thing other the indies have to try and combat at the moment, just trying to think of how can we do it, like maybe collectively or on a smaller scale. That can keep up with where music's headed in the future.
And I think the thing with independent music is that people that are buying the music know that you're independent, so they're not going to be downloading illegally.
Yeah, for sure. Like a lot of the arguments you hear people say for why they pirate music is only a tiny little proportion of it goes to the artists anyway.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's true for many of the majors that are selling, like, you know, many, many thousands of albums. And when you get to the independents, you realize that these people that are making the music, they're putting it out, they're spending their time to,
yeah,
promote it and so on. So, the money is, you know, a lot more concentrated.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I guess it's a point of education as well, just letting people know where we're coming from and what it means for us to continue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, album number 5 is out in August, but I saw on your Facebook that the album was actually all finished last night, which must be bloody exciting for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. This was so it's finished mixed down. That means that all the producers, we've all finished everything that we can do. So it's out of our hands now.
Great.
So hopefully it's going to be into your hands in a few more weeks. It's like end of August, really.
Yeah. So does the celebration start now for you guys then, or do you wait till it's out?
I think we'll be celebrating non-stop till then, I think.
Yeah, non-stop. Sounds
we'll
good.
We had a little a brunch today with some of the gang hooked up. But there's a few more painful things to go still. We still have to do a cull. We've got too many songs.
The cull, it has to happen. I saw that on your Facebook as well, sort of consulting with the fans. How many tracks should we have and how long should the album be? Have you made any decisions about the length of the album?
Not really the length, it's more the number of tracks. So at the moment we've got 16 tracks that, we think, they're all pretty hot already.
Yeah.
And we'll have to try and get it down to like 12 maybe. I don't know, maybe we'll do another EP in a while.
I was going to say maybe you could sneak the last 6 onto another EP in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, I think that might be happening, I think.
Oh, great.
It's because, when we got 16 tracks we're pretty happy with, then, what we call ends up being pretty arbitrary in a way, because what one person doesn't like, someone else does like, and that's
exactly
going to be the same with our fans too.
Exactly, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, the sum of it all has been received so well. There's such a buzz around it, it's fantastic. Is that single a fair indication of what we can expect from the album, or are you throwing us a few curveballs in there?
Yeah, it's pretty diverse what's coming out. We've got some, quite heavy stuff. We've got some hip-hop stuff.
Yeah.
A few with distorted guitars, a few that's really chilled. There's one with flute and timpani, would you believe?
Wow.
So we're trying to cover all bases, I guess. Topic-wise, it's, there's been stuff of the same, observations on the world at large, but it's a lot more personal issues as well, our experiences over the last 10 years and so on. And there's quite a few different themes going on.
And you guys aren't afraid to be a bit political, which is good as well.
Yeah, we're just writing songs about what we're feeling at the time. Many of the albums and, to an extent, some songs in this album as well. There's lots of messages as well that's coming through that, what we feel strongly about.
Yeah. Now, we're Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station. I'm hanging for someone to release a song to help the cause of gay marriage because we're so close to it happening. Can you help us out and come up with some kind of, political message out there that we can take to the mainstream and help our cause?
Yeah. Okay, we'll write that down on the list of themes we'll have to cover. We had something that was similar to that.
Yeah.
That's covering all the different aspects of people getting isolated in different ways.
Yeah.
But we, to tell you the truth, we started with 30 tracks.
Oh wow.
30 tracks, and we've cut it down to 16.
Jeez.
So there's lots of tracks that we had great starts on, and then either just due to time or just due to the music or the lyrics, we've just had to put some aside, but there's definitely lots of starts that we can rekindle.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be looking out for future EPs, to help the Equal Love cause. It'll be great.
Sure, cool.
Now, you must be so proud to be on album number 5. I mean, we all know the music industry is so cutthroat, and bands these days are lucky to get, a second album out, let alone a fifth one. What do you guys see as the key to succeeding in the industry? How have you got to album number 5?
I guess one thing is understanding how it all works, and don't have yourself with false expectations. You're not expecting your album to, your label to, provide you with your limos to take to your gigs and stuff. You don't expect a label to turn you into superstars.
Yeah.
A lot of that work you have to try and do yourself. the label's there to guide you and to help out, you know, with the nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to be 100% committed and be proactive yourself.
Yes, some people make. Yeah, some people do make the mistake of just relying. They're like, "Oh, good, we're signed to a major label. Excellent. Let's see the success roll in." But it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, and when you're signed to the majors, then you know there's more stakes in it. So you know they might be all happy while your first second album is going great.
Yeah.
If it's not going in the direction that they want to go in for your third album, then you know they don't give you the promotion that you deserve, or you know, so being in control and that's a good help as well to being able to stick together. But also our band's so big as well. There's eight of us, so
jeez.
You know, key things, everyone being able to get along, and you know, we're all quite diverse musically as well, so being able to compromise, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
You sound like a super diverse bunch. We had Architecture in Helsinki on a couple of weeks ago, and there's six of them, but geez, go you guys, eight of you. Now, the final question I ask each and every guest is the same one. Basically, I read out our mission statement as a community broadcaster and get you to come up with a mission statement for The Herd. So are you up for it, Kenny?
Sure.
Excellent. Here's our mission statement. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. Kenny, what is The Herd's mission statement?
Wow, that was a pretty good mission statement.
It's pretty damn good.
Yeah, okay. Off the top of my head, I'll try to compete. Okay,
go for it.
So The Herd, we're trying to keep the hip-hop music in Australia, keep it progressing in new ideas, try to not define boundaries of, you know, what the music should sound like, try to keep an open mind, try to basically write a... What is it? It's going to be like a... It's like a history book of what people like us are thinking at this particular point in time. So you can look back on the previous albums and you get a reflection of what us and our so-called generation were feeling at the time.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Excellent. Well, we're all looking forward to the next book, the next instalment, which will be the 26th of August is when the album is out. The single, The Sum of It All, is available right now. And do you have a name yet for the album?
We're down to two, so I won't give any hints away yet.
Oh, come on. give us the options. Come on.
Something to do with Japanese art, maybe.
Okay.
And something to do with past, present, future, maybe. How's that? Yeah.
All right. That's some kind of scoop, I'm sure.
Or maybe something else. Who knows?
Or maybe something completely different. Well, a massive thank you to Kenny from The Herd for joining us here on Bandcamp. And the best way to keep in contact with you guys, is it via your Facebook page?
Yeah, Facebook's the best way. We also got Twitter. It's The Herd. One word. Yeah, but you know, you can find that stuff from our website, Elephant Tracks.
Excellent, which is elephanttracks.com, yeah. And it's tracks, T-R-A-K-S.
Yeah.
Because you're cool. You don't do it the right way because you're too cool.
Elephant with an F as well, just for the hell of it. The kind of stuff that, you know, it all made sense 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And then after 12 years of explaining the spelling, you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not next time. Well, congratulations on the current single. It's fantastic. We did hear it earlier this hour, so I thought we might play a track from Summerland, if that's right with you.
Yep.
I'm going to play My Home because it's my favourite. I'm being indulgent today and playing my favourite. So
cool.
Here it is on Joy 94.9. A massive thank you to Kenny from The Herd for joining us here on Joy. Thanks a lot.
Cool, Adam. Okay,
see ya. Bye.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.